Grass Motors, and also by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tall Grass Motors. Tall Grass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tall Grass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tall Grass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tall Grass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400 K1 Community Connection, and we are talking about an upcoming event. And Tina and Tammy in this morning to tell us all about. First of all, ladies, thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, Happy New Year, Charlie.
Happy New Year to you.
That's
and
the grind.
Looking for great things in 2019.
It's going to be an exciting year. We've got lots of stuff coming up. Today, specifically, we want to talk about the K1 Cooking Extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up on April 2nd. We've been doing this show for many, many years now. It'll be 14 years in Bartlesville for me, so
wow.
a lot of years. They were doing it a couple years before me too. So it used to be the Taste of Home, and it's morphed into the K1 Cooking Extravaganza. And with that being said, we need your help. We need your recipes because we're going to build a cookbook. Mm-hmm. We do this every year, and Tina's working hard, but she needs some recipes to work on.
New stuff. We can't recycle last year's things, right?
For sure, for
yeah.
sure. So you can go on our website and tell us about
BartlesvilleRadio.com.
Tell us about how
yes,
to do that, Tina.
You can go on our website, and there is a link. There's a quick hits at the bottom of that homepage, mm-hmm. or there's a widget on the side there you can click, and you can submit your recipes there.
Okay, and of course, if you're using the app, you'll have to select the actual online site. It's not on the app.
Right, it'll be under the on-demand tab. So.
Okay.
Go there and look for the Cooking Extravaganza and click on that. And there is a Submit Your Recipe tab.
So I'm going to make that plural, Submit Your Recipes. You can submit more than one, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, you can submit more than one.
And
you could submit every category. And I feel like if you submitted something in every single category, we might could find a treat around here for you.
Oh, yeah, I bet we could.
Well, and of course, frequently items get passed out from the stage. You could be selected as a special classification of winner or something. I don't know.
For sure. We'll pick a winner. We'll pick a winning recipe, and then that one's typically featured on stage. You get to tell us kind of about that. So we'll talk more about that process as it comes. But put on your calendar April 2nd. We'll be at the Community Center again this year.
Okay.
Again, tickets will go on sale March 1st. If you have a business that needs to be at the show, we have between 600 and 800 people there on a Tuesday again this year.
A Tuesday.
On a Tuesday evening, it's a great time to showcase. Lots of small businesses participate. If you're a big business, there's no product category that doesn't fit. It's not what does your business have to do with cooking. It's what does your business have to do with people.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. But wait a minute. We don't have anything to do with cooking. We're not a restaurant. We don't sell pots and pans or food or anything. If you want to talk to people who cook or like food, you win.
Or even who just eat. Like, I'm not a huge cooker, but I like to eat. So, anyway, if you just need to have your business in front of people, it's a great opportunity for an evening to showcase what you do. So if you're one of those businesses that wants to be involved in that, you can call us at the radio station, and we'll get a salesperson in touch with you. The number is 918-336-1001. And talking about shows, we also have on March 1st and 2nd in Coffeyville, Kansas, we partner with the Coffeyville stations, and we'll be putting on the
third or fourth annual. Yeah,
they blend together, the Interstate Farm and Home Show.
Third.
So if you have a business that needs to be in front of a wider audience on a two-day show, Friday and Saturday, then also call us about that. There's no product category that won't fit for that one. If you have a product that people need, we can help you get it in front of people.
If you have a home or a farm, or again, are interested in homes or farms, you win.
For sure. So call us at the radio station, and we'd love to get you information on that. Those booths will fill up quickly, so don't delay. Don't wait until March or until April 30th. Or my calendar's all backwards.
This is January. January.
Then I know, right?
January, then February,
New Year, then March.
Yeah, yeah. And it's 2019, so you know.
I should ask for ginkgo biloba for Christmas or something. Anyway, so we've got lots of stuff going on, but primarily we need you to send on your recipes so we can get those cookbooks created. We need those by Valentine's Day, so you know, we'll hop from one holiday to the next. And February 14th is a deadline to submit recipes.
So but 6 weeks from today, we're going to be just putting an end to the recipe submission. We're done.
For sure. And every category, we want appetizers, soups, entrees, desserts, Sandwiches,
yeah, you name
whatever.
You name it, we'll find a place for it in the cookbook.
Sound like a winner to me.
Send it to me. You can also send it to my email at tina@bartlesvilleradio.com. So feel free to do that.
You can
drop them by the radio station.
So you can early sample some of these recipes that people are sending in. You can bring food for the office, right?
You know, I've heard that.
I know you did
that for years.
Tim tried that last year, too. So, you know, it might be a thing. So bring me your recipes, and we'll see what we can do.
And I'm guessing that if you want to submit a recipe, if you give us a little bit of details about that, that this is something that your grandmother made and brought to every family, you know, event, then it kind of gives us a little bit extra background and why we might want to try whatever it is you're submitting to us.
For sure. And if it's a beautiful feature, then be sure and take a picture of it and send it in to us. We'd love to include that in the cookbook. Again, if you have a business that will benefit from that, you could have an ad in our cookbook. You could, there's all kinds of ways to participate in the cooking school. I know I sent a stack of recipe cards with my mom to Sunday school for all of her little Sunday school ladies and my good friends to submit their recipes for us. But we're looking for local recipes. You know, I was teaching my kids. I'm not a huge cook. And so when I started cooking, I had this cookbook that, I don't know, Charlie, you'll remember. Tina's way too young. But back when FHA was a thing, mm-hmm. we sold this stuff called Tom Watt. And there was this book called Life After Pizza.
Okay.
And it's the very, very basics from, like, how to boil an egg. You'd be amazed how many people have to Google how to boil an egg. So if you've got a simple, easy recipe, you
don't
for a
do
starter,
it in the microwave. It's not pretty.
No, it doesn't work. Yeah. It doesn't work. But a simple recipe, it's not too simple to go in the cookbook. If it's extravagant, then by all means, challenge us. But send your favorite recipes, send your stories. We're excited to include you.
And if it happens to work out really easy to make, let us know it's really easy to make. It's one can of this, two cans of that, and a cup of water or whatever it is. You know, those are the ones that everybody likes to do.
For sure. But I've been pulling our cookbooks out ever since we've been building them and doing recipes out of there. So it's something that it's a beautiful piece. Tina does a really good job on it. It's a great magazine with some really fun recipes.
And everybody gets one.
You know, I think probably every church in town at one time or another has assembled their cookbook. Go back through that one and, with the ones of the folks that you go to church with and say, you know, I make this one every chance I get because it's easy or it's fun or whatever. We don't care if it's an original recipe to you. We just want good food.
For sure. Again, the show is April 2nd. The deadline for recipes is February 14th. We've got the Farm and Home Show coming up. If you have a business that you need to be in front of people, then we'd love to talk to you about the opportunities that we have.
Okay. Tina and Tammy are in this morning on a Community Connection talking about an upcoming event. We'll go through the important dates like February 14th and April 2nd and March 1st or whatever that March date is when we continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing our Community Connection on 1400 K1, Tina and Tammy talking about the upcoming cooking extravaganza that will be in April. You didn't say, I'm guessing it's a community center, right?
It is at the community center. And what if you're new to the cooking extravaganza, what it is that we invite some local celebrity chefs in mm-hmm. that will cook start to finish on stage some of their favorite recipes. We have, I know that we've got Painted Horse is confirmed for this year.
Mark always is fun on stage.
He's hilarious. Like, I don't think many people know quite how funny he is, but he puts on a great show. It's always a little wild and western when he takes the helm of the stage, but it's fun to get to try to rein him in. But we are so blessed to have him be a part of it. We've got several more that we're working with. I think Susan from the Rolling Pin. I know she's not disappeared. She's just crossing second. She'll be back with all of her tasty treats coming up. So we're excited to feature her again. Anyway, so the show is still developing, but what it is, you buy your ticket, you come in, and there's a goodie bag that has all kinds of wonderful things in it. You get your full value, your full ticket price. I think the tickets are $11 this year. We'll give more details about the tickets and all that. There are some VIP tickets available.
That was going to be my next question.
That gets you early entry into the booth area and backstage tours, and there's usually a tasting experience. So, again, the show's still developing. We're a little bit away, but we are working on this cookbook, so we need your recipes. So that night you come in and you save your seat and you get your goodie bag, and then you can browse the booths. We have dinner featured there that you can purchase, and then we go into the auditorium at the community center, and we have five or six on-stage chefs that will share their treats.
And, you know, the pre-show or sometimes intermission booth browsing is fun, too, because that's an up-close and personal with all of the businesses that want a little bit of your time, your attention, that can show you what they can do to benefit you. Again, whether you don't have to be involved in cooking, but that's how the businesses that are around the area get involved.
For sure. They get to showcase their items. Some people have stuff for sale. Some people it's just an informational booth. But there's all kinds of things to learn about. Some are not directly here in Bartlesville. We do have some area businesses that come in, but lots of things to see and learn about, and just have fun with your friends.
Okay. Again, talking about the other event, the two-day event in Coffeyville, that draws from a much wider area.
It is a regional show. We're excited to be bringing that together. We've got farm equipment. We've got all kinds of booths. I think last year we had almost 50 booths there. Mm-hmm. We are at the Coffeyville Community College. We took over both of the gyms. It was a massive show last year. We had lots and lots of people. It was a lot of fun. Lots of variety of booths to sample different things. Everything from there was a popcorn booth to Scentsy and Pampered Chef to Bartlett Co-op is our title sponsor.
Right.
Lucas Metalworks is there.
They gave away, we had a Hay Monster, I think, that was part of the event. That was
a lot
of fun.
And then each day we gave away $500 cash. So there are prizes to be won. There's all kinds of things to see. I know Sooner Carpet has already signed up to be there again with area rugs. He's ordered in some special area rugs for that show. So lots of local and regional businesses to look at do business with.
Plus door prizes.
Lots of door prizes.
I think there were some baseball tickets in there, and both whether it's Coffeyville businesses or Bartlesville area businesses, a lot of people there just to say, this is who we are and how we can get involved in your life.
For sure. So again, if you have a business that needs to be at either one of these shows, we'd love to help you. We are developing them now. There is limited space at both of them for booths. So don't wait. Get in earlier. At least let's have a conversation about it. You can call me at 918-336-1001, and we'll be sure and get you all the details.
And don't be fooled. You said limited space, and somebody's going to scratch their head and say, wait a minute, I've been to Coffeyville Community College. You got two gyms. You got all that outdoor area. Well, there is still a limit, and last year you did have a few of the businesses that wanted to sign on late, and this is, you know, I'm sorry, there's no more space left in the gym.
For sure. So we are filling those booths now. Tina and I are actively working on what the map will look like and the best booth placement. But we've got lots of ways to participate, and being there is just one of the options.
Okay. So, again, that is the two-day event that's going on at Coffeyville Community College. Get involved with your business up to date now, and let our crew know so that we can reserve the best space available for you.
Yep.
Other things going on, the cooking extravaganza, again, you mentioned at least one chef, but we'll be developing that list of chefs as it goes. Some chefs you may not recognize, and some you'll instantly know their name.
For sure. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll have up to six chefs on stage sharing their recipes. It's kind of great for you to get to see the faces of those that are developing the food for you at the local restaurants. So it's kind of neat to get to feature those local celebrity chefs.
And you get their recipe. So whatever they're cooking, you get that recipe. So you get to see the demonstration, and then you get to go home and reproduce that for your family. And they're usually a really nice recipe that you can kind of adapt to your own. And it's just amazing. The recipe that Mark did last year, that salmon, I can't even tell you how good that smelled backstage.
I was backstage watching that one, and it was just because the aroma of that salmon was, I was close to it, and it was amazing.
It was amazing. So, yeah, definitely get your recipes in. So you can say, hey, my recipe's, you know, in the same book as Mark Spencer's. So that's pretty exciting. And sitting in the audience, you can tell all your friends, oh, look, that's me, you know. So you want to be a part of that.
You do. So again, get your tickets in. But first of all, tell Tina about your recipe. We want the recipe. We want a little couple of maybe, you know, one or two sentence, short paragraph about why you're submitting that one. And if you just made of it, you know, send us a picture or two.
Send us a picture. Yes, you can get that picture in the cookbook as well. Kind of spices up things, and we kind of like to have those. So if you want to submit your recipe, again, you can bring it by the station. You can email me, Tina@BartersvilleRadio.com. You can submit it online. Mm-hmm. Just if you know any of the sales team, holler at them. If they come visit you at your business, you're welcome to hand it over to them, and they'll bring it back to me as well. So I'll take them how I can get them, Charlie.
Okay, well, that is the upcoming calendar. Get your recipes lined up. You don't have to submit them all at one time. You know, send us a salad first, and you can kind of go through the whole menu. The last one you submit is your dessert or whatever. So that's coming up. It is the cooking extravaganza. Date to have your recipes in is
February 14th.
Okay, tickets go on sale
March 1st.
And the event in Coffeyville is April
March 1st and 2nd.
March 1st and 2nd. It's the extravaganza that's in April.
April 2nd.
All right. Now I think I'm straight, and hopefully so is the listening audience. That's the Community Connection on 1400 K1, brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors, rather, and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
It's the next step in staying connected with you as your main news and information source. Breaking news, headlines, and severe weather is now as close as your cell phone with K1 Text. You get the latest